Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
Well, it's 2 days after the BAFTA Awards. And what a triumph it was for homegrown talent, something that very rarely happens. But everybody knew that Jessie Buckley would win for Best Actress. But I think there were terrific performances from others. I thought Rose Byrne definitely deserved an award for her part in If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. That's the problem. You can't give awards to everybody. As for the men, well, I voted for Robert Aramayo, this extraordinary young man from Kingston-upon-Hull, who had been to the Juilliard School in New York, speaks with a very strong accent, and it was he who played the lead role in I Swear, the story of a man with Tourette's. Now we have to wait for the Oscars, where it may be the same old, but certainly in the glamour stakes, actors and producers seem to put in a lot of effort over there, except that the guys at the BAFTAs, all of the cool dudes in their DJs, they all looked fantastic. Last week we had the Berlin Biennale, where the political debate somewhat overshadowed the actual films being shown. One thing is for sure, just because you're an award-winning someone with a huge track record, but now middle-aged, it doesn't mean you can get away with saying what you believe, because you run the risk of being disagreed with, which is what happened to Wim Wenders. And they over there in Germany definitely play down the glamour side. Last week I attended the London Fashion Week runway show, where young designers show the world what they're made of. The USP of Frau Luder, a German designer, was a stream of goth, waif-like, androgynous, very stern young people, draped in bits of cloth. Well, not really clothes as such, but I can tell you that head coverings are in, and in some cases, total face coverings. Among the solemn procession of models, we had Rose McGowan, who set the Me Too movement in motion, and the crowd was ecstatic. Oh yes, and 20 hours earlier, King Charles III sat 5 feet away from where I was sitting, as supportive as ever of young entrepreneurs and designers. 'Twas the very day his brother received an unexpected knock on the door. Who needs fiction when the facts are so astonishing? But no unexpected surprises in the Gers this week. On Saturday the 28th, a treat for all opera buffs, a suitably sumptuous dramatic affair set in the upper echelons of power. The Bal Masqué by Verdi comes to us from Opera Bastille. Ricardo, the mayor of Boston, falls in love with Amelia, the wife of his best friend. Amelia is sung by diva Anna Netrebko. I guess it's not a spoiler to say that it's a tragedy. Verdi didn't go in for happy endings. Anyway, it is based on a shocking true story about a king of Sweden. The opera starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, lasts for 3 hours with a 30-minute interval, and all in the comfort of the Seneschal Cinema in Lectur. Now, of course, not everyone is an opera lover, and there's no harm in that. Horses for courses. So, in complete contrast, at the very busy Salle Eloi Castin in Florence, it's 80s rock and roll music. The dinner's already sold out, but there's nothing to stop you pitching up at 9 in your padded jacket and black eyeliner to go and listen or move to the sounds of The Cure, The Police, etc. At 8:30 on Sunday, the 1st of March, in even greater contrast, they're showing the film Nuremberg again in Lectur at 8:30 in English. It's definitely worth seeing Russell Crowe's insightful interpretation of Hermann Göring. Obviously, not an easy watch.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
But an important one.
www.dfm930.com